Forced Migration Review, Issue 47, September 2014. Development and Protection Challenges of the Syrian Refugee Crisis, by Roger Zetter and Heloise Raudal. The Syria Regional Response Plan 6, RRP6, 2014, provides an increased focus on early recovery, social cohesion interventions, and a transition from assistance to development-led interventions, alongside the continuing large-scale humanitarian assistance and protection program. In a region already hosting millions of Palestinian and Iraqi refugees, the scale of the Syrian crisis is putting immense additional strains on the resources and capacities of neighboring countries and the international humanitarian system. The 3,300 refugees on average arriving in neighboring countries every day in 2014 place a large burden on the protection capacity of the host countries and international actors, and further accentuate the already severe negative social, economic, and human developmental impacts on the host countries of the region. With no prospects of the civil war abating in Syria, and with a peace process that might encourage refugee return even further away, the displacement is becoming protracted. The Regional Response Plan 6, RRP6, 2014, targets assistance to a projected year-end total of 2.85 million Syrian refugees in Jordan, Lebanon, and Iraq collectively. The three countries where the three-year Regional Development and Protection Program, RDPP, end note 1, is to be implemented, and 2.5 million of the 45 million host population. This article is based on a mapping and meta-analysis done for the RDPP of project evaluations, situation reports, and other studies produced by intergovernmental agencies, host governments, donors, and humanitarian agencies in 2013. End note 2. Economic impacts on refugees and their livelihoods. For refugee households, income-generating activities are scarce, and for most of them, the income expenditure gap is substantial and increasing. Livelihood sustainability, cost of living, and rent levels, alongside food insecurity and increasingly indebtedness, are major concerns for the refugees as well as for their hosts. Syrian refugees find casual, irregular, and predominantly unskilled work when they can. Across Lebanon, Jordan, and Iraq, about 30% of the working-age refugee population are in some form of paid, sporadic employment, but with high competition for work, wage levels are declining. That the majority of refugees live in urban areas is a significant factor since they are more able to engage in economic activity than encamped refugees. However, the opportunities are extremely limited and the livelihood vulnerability of the urban refugees is no less severe than of those in camps. Whilst refugee registration gives access to humanitarian assistance and some public services, the Syrian refugees have no legal entitlement to work in Jordan.